Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This ministry exists to provide coaching, resources, and events for pastors and church members. My name is Jared Sparks. Join me as I talk pastoral ministry, applied theology like manhood and womanhood, political theology, and cultural analysis with a little bit of hunting and fishing thrown in. I'm a husband, a father, and a pastor, and I'm here to remind you of the chief pastor and our King, Jesus. Hello and welcome back to the show. We are back on video. If you're listening on audio, today is going to be posted to YouTube as well. If you've not subscribed over there, please consider that, and I would greatly appreciate it. I'm recording at the house today. I'm not with Andy today because we have been snowed in. We had a lot of snow during that huge storm. We got, I think, 10 and a half inches, something like that, enough that my side-by-side struggles to get through the snow, and I'm not dragging people around yet because it's still a little bit too deep. We're having a lot of fun with it, but I'm back here recording just me. We're going to talk about the ICE shootings and how to properly think about reaping and sowing and all that's going on up there. If you just have a few Bible verses, we're just going to look at one. You can properly think through these kind of situations. And I just want to be helpful to you. So if you're a part of our church, then this will help you think through this, I think. And if you're not, then hopefully this will be helpful as well. Let's go ahead and start with prayer. That's what I always do. And we always need the Lord's help, right? We are people of prayer. So let's go to Him and trust. And, you know, as I'm praying, you consider praying as well and just ask the Lord to help you during these next few minutes to think through this with me in Jesus' name. All right, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time. I ask for blessing upon these next few minutes. Lead now. Help me to be clear and concise and precise when we think through issues like this that's going on in Minneapolis. I trust you're going to help. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, I've talked about misguided outrage before, actually a couple times, I think, and I want to talk about that again. Unsanctified outrage. Outrage is a fruit that reveals a root. When you think about a gag reflex with food, it tells you what a person likes and doesn't like. My children have experienced this. We make them eat their meal, clear the plate. If they don't clear it, no snacks, and that's what's for breakfast in the morning. But real quickly, you'll find out what your children like and don't like. And if you're a parent, you know exactly what I mean. In fact, you've got some things in your life that you don't prefer to eat. Sometimes you just eat it because food is necessary for calories, life, energy, that sort of thing. But with food, there's just things that you don't like, and it's hard for you to eat. And so when you gag or throw up, it reveals, oh, I don't like that. Outrage and anger is very similar. What people get angry about, it reveals what they believe is just or unjust. They believe it reveals what they think is right and wrong. And if you just take that idea and plaster it over the internet about what's going on in Minneapolis, you'll find that a majority of people, a large group of people are very upset and angry at ICE and Donald Trump. And they're not upset with rioters and Somalis that have infiltrated and invaded that city and are destroying that city from the inside out. The other day was thinking about how glad I am not to be in Minneapolis. So glad I'm not in Minneapolis. But if we don't get some things correct and proper in this country, then Minneapolis is coming for you. Minnesota is coming for you, coming to a city near you, coming to a front porch near you, because this is not going to stop. And what you're finding out right now with these shootings that have happened, or the one that was shot that was trying to run over an ICE agent, the other that was fighting and wrestling with an ICE agent and ended up getting shot. When people are so upset with ICE, what they're revealing is that they believe that ICE is evil, that what Donald Trump and what they're trying to do with enforcement of immigration law, that they are doing something wrong. When ICE is coming in to remove Somalians that are here illegally and that are literally calling people to pray to Allah, they're angry and upset at the removal of those Somalis, but they're not angry and upset that they're there illegally, consuming resources, changing the culture of the city, destroying it from the inside out. It's a long, slow, or it's actually rapidly speeding up, suicide of a city, suicide of a state, and suicide of a nation if we don't get proper understanding of this, and if we don't make some drastic changes. And that's what you see, is you see a misguided outrage, and they're outraging over all the wrong and evil things. Minneapolis is literally coming for us, and people are like, what about the optics of this? The optics of this, Jared, is not good. It's not a good look. But if we consider the optics for a second, what's the optics that isn't a good look? Well, what isn't a good look is illegal immigration, is a Somali invasion, is Islam being propagated in our country. That's not a good look. When we think about the optics of the two, like, well, ICE isn't a good look. Well, hold on a second. Why is ICE there? Because the optics of this situation in Minnesota and with what's going on with Tampon Tim is horrific. They are literally, they hate Americans. They hate their city. They hate their state. That's the optics. That's the impulse that should be rising up inside of us is why are they doing this? Why is this being done? That's the issue. So it's not rocket science. I want us to consider a verse from Galatians chapter 6, just a couple verses here. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. God has made the universe to work in a way that's ordered in the way that there's consequences to actions. Everyone that's listening in knows somebody in your life, maybe a family friend, maybe actually a family member, but somebody in your life who's just not lived well. They've made terrible decision after terrible decision after terrible decision. And when the next one comes up, when you recognize their life, you just shake your head and you wonder, why do you do the things you do? And it ends up going bad all the time. We see this in our life everywhere. Everybody's experienced this. And it might be you at some point in your life where you look back and you recognize, why on earth, why, what was I thinking? And if you've been walking with the Lord now for many years, no doubt there's been times in your life, you look back a decade, look back a couple decades, and you realize, man, I was really foolish because it was a stupid decision. And now you can see in hindsight, but also just through wisdom, well, that's never going to go well. And if I was to do that again, it wouldn't go well again, because you reap what you sow in life individually. And if you just take that as a micro example and put it on the macro scale of a city or a state or a nation, you recognize, well, if they continue to make poor decisions, if this church continues to make poor decisions, things are going to go bad. If the city continues to make these kind of decisions, it's going to go really bad. If the state does that, and then the nation, it's just how it goes. If you act foolish, the result is going to be bad, because God is not mocked. You can't live foolishly and reap righteousness, justice, order, goodness, cleanliness, holiness. It doesn't work that way. Now let's consider these two people that lost their life, paid agitators in one case, and it may be in both cases, people who are in the streets rioting because ICE agents are there to enforce federal and state law. They're there to remove Somalians who shouldn't be here in the first place and take them and send them back to their homes. And these people are out rioting in the streets. What should have happened when ICE showed up in Minnesota? Well, what should have happened, they shouldn't have had to be there to begin with, but there should have been celebrations in the streets. Finally, these people are going to be sent back home. Finally, we're not going to hear calls to prayer to Allah. Finally, we're going to see people go back where they should be, which is their home. They have a home, and this is not it. There should have been celebrations. In this case, the two people that have lost their lives, they should have been at work or at home. That's where they should have been. But they foolishly woke up the morning they died and went out into the streets, and they end up reaping what they sowed. They are dead because of their own poor decisions. Not because of ICE agents, but because they were where they were not supposed to be. Think biblically about all of this. This is what happens. Years ago, Vody Bakum, who we love, I love, my listeners I'm sure love, was talking on a Gospel Coalition panel. And this is one of the last times he did anything with Gospel Coalition. And he was like, I mean, railed upon, eviscerated by this panel. Because he was up there with like two other black dudes and a few white guys, and they were talking about Michael Brown. This is way back in like 2014, I think, you know, way back, you know, 12 years ago. And Vody said, Michael Brown reaped what he sowed. He had it coming to him. If you act like that, you behave like that with law enforcement, then you can't be surprised when you lose your life. It's the exact same instance with these people who lost their lives to ICE. It was terrible decision after terrible decision, probably a life of terrible decisions that led to the place that they're bleeding in the streets. It's not ISIS's fault. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's nobody's fault but their own. You say, well, what about the people who pulled the trigger? Well, you have no idea what you would do in that situation when there's angry, aggressive people, especially trying to run over you with a vehicle or wrestling you and fighting you, why on earth would you wrestle and fight with a federal agent? I mean, rational people like you and me would never do that. We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't consider that unless somebody was coming to attack our family or something like that. And that's not what was happening in Minneapolis. So they reaped what they sowed because God is not mocked. That's just the nature of how God has made things to be. So we need a gag reflex that's proper, that's biblical. We need outrage that's guided by the scriptures. We should be outraged. It's what's happening in our country with illegal immigration, where they are replacing the white and black population here that have been here forever. They are replacing white Americans, and it's not a theory. They are bringing people in from all over the world and allowing just the floodgates to be open. And when we try to remove people who shouldn't be here, people get angry about it because they are foolish, because they don't have any idea what's happening. And what's happening in Minneapolis with them losing the city, people who have been there, Andrew Isker had to move from Minnesota because he saw the direction. I live in Illinois. I live in Carbondale, the bottom part of the state. And we have this new rail system that's Amtrak system. And in Chicago, people in Carbondale pride themselves in being kind of like a little Chicago. Well, what are we going to do if a bunch of Somalis come in through Chicago and are sent down here? These are things we have to consider. We have to think through, and we got to think through biblically. It is not right. It's not proper to infiltrate America with the third world. That's not how historic immigration worked. 1965 forward, the world has been welcomed in to an unprecedented and a non-historic degree. And if you don't know about immigration in this country, you should read about it. In fact, Jeremy Carl's book, The Unprotected Class, is a really good book on that and has a couple chapters in particular that help you understand immigration and how things have changed since Lyndon B. Johnson in 1965 opened the floodgates to the world. That's not how this country was built. It's not how it was founded. And it wasn't the principles that any of our founders desired. They would have not have welcomed the world or people who are following Muhammad into our nation. It's insane. So we need a proper understanding of what of righteous indignation, of what should make us angry. And the people who lost their lives had an unrighteous indignation. They had no idea, a sense of justice. And so just think biblically. That's all I'm saying. So people in our church can kind of think through this, and I'm sure that you guys are all thinking through it well. But others listening in, it's simple. It's not complicated. Don't let people convince you that it's some sort of a complicated issue. It's not complicated. The people that lost their lives did so because God is not mocked. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Simple, quick episode today. Hope it was helpful. Have a good rest of your day.